Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you were at. Gave you the sounds of Travis Green. You waited. And we waited. And Auspuleng March is in the studio. This is unfair. Look at me sitting and you are standing.
I'm ready. I'm a soldier.
In the army of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my. Amen. How are you?
It's how excited I am. I'm good, Sissy. God is faithful. How are you?
You know, when I see you, Kekhopula, Nansi Gonya, Mabagi
Tirobo.
Gonya,
Ma. Hey, Jenny, ne?
Yo. Tell us about that, Jenny.
Oh, what a beautiful journey, Sissy. Okay, how it started is I was with a friend, Ilya and I, young for auditions. Nike Kappa, a friend.
Marala Rob.
No, Nani Kappa.
Do you know
friend.
That it happens like that all the time?
All the time. Yeah. Eh? And when I got there, I was like, Kitlo Sapota, a friend, theater? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Mm.
And she told them, I'm going to Papa Ngul. Now, Leno Wabina, please call her in.
Yeah.
So I was the last one to come in. I sang, and Mr. Lebo M and Babu Dumaka Ndlovu loved me. And they said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we want you to go overseas and all that. But Lebo M was like, nah, I'm giving you a contract. I'm signing you as my artist. We're going to record an album. That's where we recorded the album. So later, after I recorded the album with Lebo M, that's when I joined The Lion King at Monte Cassino, and then from there,
goodness,
I played the lead in Singapore.
Look at God.
God, hey.
And the part that you played on The Lion King was not just in Nala.
The leads.
But how did it feel like for you?
It was great. Like I said earlier, that I never thought I'll, you know, I thought those platforms are for people who've done or went to school for a theater play. It's a big thing, you know.
Yeah. And but you all were schooled for Namo.
Yes.
Daso.
And there I had to learn to act. And it's a big production, a Broadway production, you understand?
Mm.
But for them to really teach me the stage and lie and love my gift was just humbling. So it was beautiful to learn the lines, to be on stage, seeing those standing ovation and getting those messages from Asians. People like, "Ukulebana bawo 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 in boxer," you touched my heart. I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
And every night when you you get roses, flowers, chocolates. That's how much they appreciated the gift, you know. So
before,
that was just humbling to see.
Even
God.
Before all of that, did you see Puleng March in that light?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
Then why didn't you go for an audition? But
only now
a
that boldness, Iling. Actually, this thing, because I would stand in front of a mirror, go higher with a bottle of spray and sing and see myself singing for crowds, you know, practicing on a stoop. We had a big stoop, go high. And it had like, standing, and I would stand even on top of there. You know, that was just me practicing for now.
Yeah.
So that means even then, that when you are called for greatness, you are called for God's people. So I kind of knew, Oguti, man.
This is me.
This is me.
So when it unfolded, did you believe it?
Not really.
do you still
even
pinch
today,
yourself in it now?
I'm somebody was saying, one of my friends was like, when are you too humble, man? You need, no. You need to see what God is doing.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it, Sissy. You know, and I think I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But I see what the Lord is doing. One step at a time. But he's doing big things. And
so,
I see.
So now, if somebody would ask you a question, but who is Puleng March? Who is she?
Puleng is a God-fearing woman, a worshiper, destruction to the enemy.
The enemy.
I'm that woman. You understand? I love the Lord with everything. I'm a worshiper. You know, I understand who God is for me. You understand? And yes, man, I'm a mother of two beautiful kids, a wife to an amazing husband. I'm a sister to everyone, man. Makoti wa bohle ngwetsi yabo mamazala, favorite ngwetsi yabo mamazala, you know. I'm that woman.
I want you to tell us about that ministry part of you, the makoti ngwetsi yabo mamazala,
because yabo makoti ka fela.
I see you ministering to our young makotis as well, and even bo mamazala. How did that come about?
Listen, it started when I think in 2008, when I started the journey, ngiqeda ukungechiwa, and also in this journey, ngiqonyalwa. My questions, I had questions, I had a lot of questions. This thing, nobody saying anything at church. I'm from a very small church, and you know, when you'll only hear about marriage when someone chat and it will end there. So I was there.
And there are no questions there.
No questions. So I was, you understand, having those questions, praying, going to the word, trying to find out, God, what are you saying? How am I going to be that wife? What do I need to be that good wife to? You understand? Not knowing God was just saying something. Which, okay, you have this question. How many are you out there who are, you know, who have this question? Gather them. Maybe the answers will tell more Oyuan, because they are those who've walked the journey
before
you need them to share so that you can pick up 1, 2, 3 something you can run with. And lo na baba chanyana, you never know, you can learn from your sister. I learned from a very young makoti. Nabagazi was a young makoti then when we met in Joy Celebration, and I was just shocked. So that's how it started for me, just me having those questions and just praying to God, this journey, and he said everything is in the
such
book.
A precious gift,
such a precious gift, and all the answers are really in the word of God. And on your knees he will just guide you through, and obviously making sure that you bring in people who will speak life into your life, and you be there to them as well. So I started the gathering in 2018 2013, is how it actually started, where I gathered the women and say, like, I don't know, I've never been to a conference ever side. I don't know, this is all
but
new
we're
to
doing
me.
It
yeah, but I'm doing it. So Nizonkola, I remember saying to them, Bazalan siyamba nje ukuthi ingoma after sibiza abantu nizobona, and not knowing that God was even giving me a song. We had a theme song, we had the word to stand on, Proverbs 31:25, what she's clothed with strength and dignity. You understand? So I just saw God teaching me and just taking me from one step to another, and bringing women with testimonies. We have babies now. Now I came there, and today, so it's 11 years old
later.
And we go everywhere. Sissy, you call us, go Virginia, we come. 2 weeks ago we're in Frankfurt, to a sold out tour. Everybody just came from different places, from Velcom. They came, they love the ministry, and we are really growing, and we see God doing great things through this ministry.
You're multifaceted, ne? How do you balance all of that? I see Babao Ding today. He's trying to also cover this and that.
Firstly, I think God is helping us. So you know, understand? You understand? It can get too much. You understand? But as a woman, like I said, mutwatapel, moyohalelong na just ways of just directing you and telling you, sisi, left, right, luena. You understand? And how did I even cross this? You understand? And also the support. The support, like you said, you saw my husband. My husband is the manager, is the camera guy, is the truck.
If you were not that makot.
So I think the support of my family, my sister, everybody in Jacob, just keep on ang blessa kabato, who really believes in this, who are saying, sis, okay. The other time I had Ulebu, Lebus Hovela, bring the kids, I'll look after the kids when I go.
You know,
and we thank God for sisters like Bona that God brings into our lives to help us manage this life thing. Otherwise, in Jacob, I'd be lying to say.
On top of all of that, you did even mention that you're a worshipper. You're a musician as well. Not just, you know, skhuluma manje uqavile. Not the one who's starting out, who have How do you stay, as one of your friends said, you're too humble. How do you stay grounded and humbled like that? And loving.
I think same thing, like the word was just
bless
humble.
And
Baba, man, the support and really the people around me will keep you there. And I think I'm there to them as well. I keep them humble because of the kind of person I am. The word of God, yes, but humility, humble yourself so that I, as God,
can lift you up.
And that's the word that carries me all the time, even when I see big things and big stages. We stay here in order for more of this to come. You understand? And the word of God says we must seek first the kingdom of God.
And
so there, that's where I find my everything, my everyday life, my work of Njay, at the king, like me being at his feet. And then he's able to say, okay, from here, all the other things I'll add.
And like now he has guided you to a new album. Tell us about that.
Guys, you know, I even get emotional because it wasn't an easy journey really to get even there as an independent artist. But I saw the hand of God. Firstly, with the Heaven Scroll, the one before this one, it was done during COVID. You know, COVID, man. We were all going, you know, but I still see, saw God there providing and making sure that everything, the album did well. It got me crowns, Crown Gospel, you know, and bookings and just invitations to conferences and so on. And now this one as well, I also saw the hand of God, man. When he, it started with just a word, keyword, Linsunyanala win. Win, okay, Kara, okay, win, ruina. You know, you will hear those voices in your corner praying, and sometimes you don't know. And then it kept on, Oh, okay. And then I shared with my sister. My sister, I said to my sister, worship in Marishota and Maritamili win this thing. My sister, newness. And Yakopana with the word as well, as I was reading, oh, God is doing a new thing. See it, perceive it, you understand? And I thought, okay, Mudimo, it's Antwencha, I'm in it. And you will bring your people then. And we will worship from that place, understanding that, yes, we see it and we are walking. We enjoy what you're doing in our lives, and that's basically it. That's how sometimes you know, my husband God honors the date, and then we'll cancel date, and every other thing just fell into place. And we had the album, new songs, beautiful people I worked with, beautiful artists like your Unati Mzegelis also said, I have a song, you know. And then we put that together. The album is almost out. We are working on releasing very soon. I think
we're waiting for it.
Worship in newness.
You should be the first one to play.
Please.
Of the songs in there?
They know me for worship. I guess. We have a lot of worship there. We have Umkuleko. And we have hymns. So I had a little bit of everything.
It's a malivele.
So the philometry, hymns, worship, praise, siyajaiva, siyajaiva, pinde, you understand? So a little bit of everything for everyone, young and old.
But today you're going to sing for us in Mikabango. Tell us about that one.
It's a beautiful a song the Lord blessed me with when I was doing Heaven Scroll. Scroll is a letter, and one of the messages was like, tell my people, and it is from Isaiah 55, if I'm not mistaken, 55 verse 8, 7. Yes, where he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my... are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So that's basically from that word, and I wrote a song out of this. And yeah, I remember when we were rehearsing the last part, being Nixon Ion. I had to rush back. I went outside and I said, God, give me. And he gave me Ugutuya Fine Lake. So that's it. From the album, The Heaven Scroll. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Can you take it away?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Ah, beautiful, awesome sounds coming live from Studio 4 or 5 at radiopulpit.co.za. Why give a tango Studio 4? Give Vusi, you know, I was spilling.
Okay.
That was spilling much. Beautiful, awesome. And we find ourselves just praising and worshipping the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Mrs. Pauline Nobantu Solani is enjoying. She's listening. Shout out to you, Sis Puleng. Babu Vilakazi is listening. Shout out to you, Sis Puleng. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Babu.
Pastor Pepi C. Lekhabotsotetsi. She was waiting for you since yesterday. She's like, amen. Ufiganin. Yeah, so she is here today. Martino Malembe, all the way from AKZN. Greetings, family. Congratulations to Puleng March. God has taken you places and you have kept humble in the industry. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mary Joyce Dumelang Kalapeng. She saw her it's not enough. She came back to say, hi, Sis Puleng, you has anointing. Praise the Lord for that. Family, the lines are open. While she's still here, the lines are open. You can talk to us 012-334-1322. I know Babu Vilagas last time on commented are hey smongilo o butsidi line. Late. So I'm opening the lines 012-334-1322. She's still in the studio with us, and you can join us and talk to her. Alternatively, okay, it's a hotswana. You can just do. When I was pulling now, you're taking me from English. Queen. Yeah, and a queen. Now it's. So you can just talk to us or just do exactly like Mary Joyce Raisecha and send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729, our WhatsApp line, Kiona Eu, and our SMS line, 37871. Pastor Clement Chauke, TC speaker, says, amen, I'm blessed. Thank you, Sis Puleng.
Thank you.
Dailan Naidu. Saying, be blessed in Christ Jesus, my sister. Now, Vusi said something else. Vusi is like, Swangile, you're worried. Sis Pudding is always on heels for hours and hours. How do you do that? How do you do that?
I also don't know, eh?
Why are you doing
but
that?
Today I'm comfortable. I'm wearing sneakers. Yeah. I love heels.
Oh, so this is nothing.
They must also go with the look. I understand. Like, I'm always in suits.
Yeah.
So at least look or be complete.
Yeah, and I'm going to be fitori. You know.
But it's not the art.
Ufasa. Sisutu, the blanket. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love you.
So this is nothing. Because I'm like, no, she needs to sit down, you know. Martina says, absolutely awesome music. Now, you Thank can't you. Leave the studio without singing Pahamat. That one is sang
in
every.
Now we need the
every...
blank.
Yeah, we need the blank.
Next time.
So, what is the song all about?
Yo, so I don't know if the listeners have heard my story.
It's what hanya nika pilenya na kinki oyuani on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, Grandmother. How are you, Sisis
Bongile? I'm good, Babunkosi. Welcome.
Amen. How are you, Pulemach?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you, sir. And how are you?
I'm blessed, Grandmother. I thank God because I'm not Pulem February.
She's Pulem March, not February.
April.
Babunkosi.
Babunkosi.
Yeah, no, I plan advice on Janukut. Abolumia no kulegelela kuu.
Amen.
Wabu is fragile or sacco.
Give us
Unkulunkulu pay and I would Kube uyokudlulisa intezimeni.
Ah, that's so awesome.
Ungabheki ubustrong bakhe bese soyakhohlwa ukuthi uyawudinga umkhuleko wakho. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Babunkosi. Giving advice to Umakoti.
Oh,
are you still Umakoti?
Kakhulu.
Hi, Mara. After how many years? Hi, Khoi.
18 years, and I still pray for him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I believe in that praying for everything. My husband, my kids, my family, my ministry. So ngiyabonga baba. Ngizoqhubeka ukwenza njalo.
Wow, that is so awesome. So you were still telling us about Pahama.
So I was raised by my mom. My father was not really in the picture.
He was a non-resident father.
You know.
Okay.
And then I think he came late sekuhudile kinalbana.
Yeah.
For a short time, and then he passed on. At his funeral, they started to sing the song. They sang the song, and I just fell in love with the song. I remember saying to my husband, please record the song.
Yeah.
Record, I just love it.
Yeah.
And they sang Mastopa. Towards the end, they called for all Banabahai, all his kids to come forth. So, and this guy said, please let's sing the Pina ya Mufu. We want you to sing the Pina ya, his favorite song. Yeah. And that was the song.
Wow.
Because I didn't know my father again.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that that song was his favorite. And I just also connected with the song, first time I heard the song.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, what? They sang Pahama. From there, it was just me. So when I recorded, I thought, I love the song. Besides, I think that also made it special, the fact that it was his favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I have something
to connect with
him. Something from him, you know.
Wow.
And the song became so big.
Yeah.
People love
it is.
The song.
I hear it from people from Lesotho. Too long, Sibongile. Let's hear Nompumelelo.
Hi, Sis Bongile and family. Unompumelelo,
Mlaphimvili. Hi, Sis
Nompumelelo. I just want to say, Sis Puleng Uthi, I enjoy music like her and I'm listening to the interview. Mlaphimvili, Soweto.
Hi, Pimville. Thank you.
Hi, thank you so much, Sis Wam. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
All right. This one, I'm standing up. Bazalan, it's a standing ovation one. Wabo? Pahama, praising the Lord Jesus Christ with Sis Puleng March.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
You couldn't go without singing that one. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah, no, there was no way.
Yeah, there was no way.
No way.
Sure, and time flies when we're having a great time in the Lord, hey?
Yeah. That time to say goodbye.
Hey, Mara, kaspiti so. Rejoice says, praise him. The African way. He deserves all our praise. Tani Ursula Andrew, loving the music. Hi, Tani.
Thank you.
for being with us. So the new album, when is it coming out? Where do we get it?
The new album in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
It will be on all social platforms, all digital stores,
mm-hmm.
your iTunes, your Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the music there. Beautiful music, I'm telling you. If you're into hymns, we have hymns. If you have Ama Praise, into praise, we have that. Worship, everything for everyone, young and old, as I said. Beautiful music. So in the next 3 weeks, the music will be out. Check out my social platforms. I'll post everything there for you to get the information on.
I hope I'll be having the CD myself.
Please, I'll definitely come here.
I hope I'll be having the music myself.
Yes, please. Yeah. West Kendra.
And if we'd like Hotseba Kamakoti and all that, Nkosini, how do we do that? How do we contact you?
We are on Facebook as Makoti Nkosini, and yeah, we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are everywhere, even on TikTok. We are there's Makoti Nkosini, even on YouTube with Redeng.
And
of course, Lynn Napuleng Maj, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. There's a new poster out there. Check it out.
Okay.
Your favorites are on that poster, and we are going to Velcom on the 17th of May. So you do not want to miss this one. Go to my socials, get all the information you need. And the new music, of course.
Wow.
I'm excited about that. The album is Worship in Newness.
Worship in Newness.
Win
in Newness.
Amen.
my queen, thank you so much for coming through to ministering unto us, and may the Lord keep keeping you. May He keep expanding you. Enlarging your territory. May He touch and heal and restore more lives through your music, through your ministries. And I can't wait for the new album. Ne?
Oh,
yeah. Thank you so much, and all of God's blessings.
Guys,
why it's matter? And look, Rukopeli Uam Yohan to give us the next slot, ne? The next hour. All righty, family, we are signing out with Auspuleng Maj. Do remember to check her on all social media platforms. Get her music. It will be out in 2 weeks on all digital platforms. The Win, Worship in Newness. So make sure that you do not lose that, and check for the new posters and everything on her social media platform. May God awesomely bless her. And you're leaving us with the sounds, Defilat's medley.
Defilat medley.
Yeah. And we say hello to Germany. Yo one else. Thanks to Vusi and Tantla, who helped us look good and sound good. Take it away.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.